We'll take it to a vote. We all know what's on the line. All those who want to give Dwayne Lark 1 minute, please raise your hands. One, two, three. Okay, you got a minute.
You know that I need to save your ass. You would have given me the time. But I'd like to see you do it in one minute,
since we're going to have some back and forth here, which is inappropriate.
To the previous speaker, management does matter. I was fortunate to be here for the last 3 out of 4 years, helping to change that 15 years of malaise. Now, talking about historic, we were able to place, for the first time in 50 years, an African-American male in the place. And then within 2 months, a racist act was taken to put another Anglo male, highly disqualified and unqualified, based on education and other things. So the message that you're talking about raising money, and particularly to the progressive community, which we're supposed to be representing, they say, hell no. If you're going to be doing racist things like Trump do and call yourself a progressive, what do you think? Are we fools? Are we idiots or what? Do you believe the people of Houston is stupid to know that a progressive who's been part of the Houston Peace and Justice and all of that, to come in and undo a historic action to show the world that we're open to all colors, all hues, put the first black man in place, and then replace him with an Anglo male that has a minuscule
of experience the way he has.
Well, I'm here to say that there is new representation trying to move forward. And those of you who want to move forward, you can't continue to do these backwards things and not be in the same bed with Trump.
Thank you. Audit Pacifica National.
They do it all the time. Dear.
Pacifica National Board Committee report has the audit committee with Elaine Duncan and P.K. McCary met.
No meeting.
The Committee of Inclusion, P.K. McCary, Adriana Casanave, Susie Moreno, has that committee met?
We are working.
Development Committee, Jaime Rodriguez, Greg Ardell. Does anyone wish to serve on the Development Committee to take the place of Jaime Rodriguez? Elections Committee, Robert Gardner, has that committee met? Do you have a report?
Yes and no. Last month, quorum wasn't reached, but we elected to spend our time for a while, and it was agreed that we would attempt to collect all the LES reports from the 5 stations. And I brought up some value in having a list of any and all complaints for those same elections at each station, whether I think I was told that one station didn't have any. And then there's the issue of Lynn Surfee's report, which some of you have heard, including myself, that she was paid without rendering her report, which I understand is against policy. And I don't know at present whether that report exists, but you know, we would like to have access to that as well. And I might finish by saying another meeting was scheduled for Sunday, I think, or Monday. And it was canceled because of the conflict of our meeting.
Can you put those, do you have a written report of the committee?
No, I do not.
Can you either access the audio of this so we can have that?
I can give you one.
Put that so you can pass those on to the secretary and they can be in the minutes of next month's of the minutes of tonight's meeting. That applies to all of you who have reports. Just these words are not sufficient. Governance, Elaine Duncan, P.K. McCary. Has that committee met?
P.K., we didn't meet on that, did we? Is that the bylaws?
We did meet about the bylaws. There were people who submitted bylaws, and I think that it's going to be real clear
don't pay attention to what bylaws are being requested to be made.
Again, can you give us something in writing, pass those on to Deb so they'll be in the minutes of next meeting?
I'll send it to Elaine to verify.
Okay. Programming, Anissa Faruqi, Mike Lewis.
We haven't met, but I'm working on a proposal for next month.
Okay. Do you have anything to add to that, Anissa?
Nope.
Okay.
Thank you. I'm sure we haven't met. My landline doesn't have anybody's numbers. Nobody's complained to me. Well, about that.
Well, why don't you and Mike get together and try to resolve any of these difficulties? Affiliates Task Force, Nancy Saibara Narutomi, Teresa Allen.
They have not met.
Thank you. Archives Task Force, Nancy Saibara Narutomi, Anissa Faruqi.
They have not met.
Thank you. General Manager's Report, Obadike Kamau. Is he here? Standing committee reports. The Anti-Racism and Diversity Committee needs a convener. Do I have anyone who is willing to take over that responsibility?
I'll do it.
You will, Casey?
No one else
will.
Thank you.
Okay. Wonderful. Budget and financial oversight. Nick Economides is out of town on business today. I know, well, can anyone report on what is going on with the Budget and Financial Oversight Committee? That is the official name of it.
I can say something.
Please.
I attended the meeting Saturday. I haven't had a chance to revisit my notes. I thought it was interesting that there was a handy report available, which apparently I felt that I wasn't considered important enough to have been offered one, and I didn't ask. I just wanted to wait and see what was going to happen. There were only four or five of us. But some of that report involved funds collected each week of the fund drive for the various shows. That's the first time I think I've ever heard of us having that kind of timely information, past a week. So there was a lot of discussion around some of that, and a fund drive was proposed for a day, I think, or perhaps two, and I believe Bill Crozier offered a thought for the date of either November or December, and someone else offered the date of about the 18th of December, I believe, and then there was a discussion of premiums, and I raised the thought that since the arts have been so greatly impacted by the storm, perhaps they would be interested in promoting themselves like never before. And we all kind of agreed that a unique gift for that particular day would be something that people might find give them more incentive for donation. And everybody seemed to like that idea. And I mentioned Courtney Wilson since, she's into media and works for Tuts. And I mentioned that to her Friday, and she liked the idea as well. Nick liked it. I think Bill may have liked it. And what else? They were talking about how a lot more money came in after the end of the fund drive to the tune of $252,000. There was some discussion about, which is interesting and curious to me, and wondering how much we know about this, how money is counted, when it comes in, and where the cutoff dates are. And I gave the example that I received a donation from a prisoner of $40 just last Friday, I believe, and I processed it. It was already on the printout, I was told. And that was counted into the fund drive. But the process for me with that donation started about at least 6 weeks ago. So don't know, you know, how it those, you know, the math on money that comes in that isn't actually pledged during the fund drive might be worth some looking at.
Wendy, I saw that you wanted to speak to this. Are you on this committee? Or do you have some insights?
No, I'm not going to be on that committee. But I am, you know, the person who deals with all the I'm the membership department right now, Rhonda and me. So I can tell you that with this new electronic system that we have, it is possible for us to show, well, we always had this, but it's more automatic to see how much each show is bringing in. You know, each day you can compare week to week on each program, and there's a lot of different reports as we get more into it. I'm just learning the whole thing and helping to fine-tune it. It was written for us by Otis McClay. WPFW has been using this same system as well as KPFK. So I'm helping them. They didn't go so far into it to help with the kinds of reports we really need. So we're fine-tuning the system, but it's great. That was the people in the studio could see a tally sheet in real time of who is pledging, how to thank them on the radio, you know, what their thank you gifts were. It keeps tallies of how many gifts you got, how many you've sold, and it's pretty awesome. So anyway, we have the capability to see all kinds of things faster than before, and we're still wrapping up the fund drive. So.
I'm letting this committee report for longer than 3 minutes, which is what they're supposed to, because I'm going to call on you, Bill, because this is such a vital item. And so, Bill, if you can keep your comments, I will come back to you.
Okay.
Okay, Bill.
Well, on October 8th, Nick sent us a budget summary. You know, we really should be approving the budget because the committee's been waiting for that. We didn't get to it, I think, the last two LSB meetings.
Do you have a motion?
Well, I move we approve the draft budget that was approved by the committee. I don't have a hard copy here, but this was sent out weeks ago. It was
Saturday.
Approved by the committee, I believe, in September?
Not.
Does anybody remember?
No.
Wasn't it?
I
think it was 2 months ago.
The only thing that we received was...
Adriana, you're out of order.
Well, I mean, if you want to delay postponing consideration next month, we can, but we've been kind of postponing it already. I'm sorry, Nick. I didn't realize Nick wasn't going to be here. But I mean, if we delay it again, just please be prepared to do it before at the next meeting. Please read it and answer questions by email in advance, so because it's a really important document, and... You know, we're way behind, and we need to get it approved. So we can probably get questions answered by email before the meeting.
Okay. Well,
I think we did discuss that a couple of months ago and happened to be at that meeting, and it seemed like most or all of us were in agreement with it and had consensus with that. I don't know why. I guess because of Jaime's lack of presence, it hasn't seemed to have gone anywhere. And the other thing I was going to say, I think Larry said we're burning through $50,000 a month, and we had $80,000 in the bank right now.
Okay. The next committee is yours, Bob, and Bobby Modad. Facilities Management and Planning, have you met?
Well, we see each other periodically.
No, as a committee, not the two chairs.
No, there's been no meeting.
Thank you. We'll move on then.
Okay.
Governance. We need a convener for the governance committee.
I want to be a judge of babies.
We have a chair.
No,
he's
I'm
chair.
I'm the chair of this.
He's a chair.
I thought you said you wanted
a chair. No, he's a chair. He's like a chair.
You know, I emailed the last report from the last governance meeting out to everybody already, so you could all have a copy of the report. The committee is currently working on reviewing of the local election supervisor report for all the discrepancies that occurred during the last election to hopefully make suggestions that we can improve the election process. We're also reviewing standing and special rules, but that's moving painfully slowly, and it is a lower priority. Enclosed in the report that was sent out was a motion to fill the PNB seat, which you've already touched on this evening. There's also a motion that that would have the KPFT LSD make a recommendation to the PNSP about compliance with Article 6, Section 3 of the bylaws regarding telephonic meetings of the PNB, because it was reported to us that there were violations, that if someone was not meeting the standards of Article 6, A, B, and C, as far as being able to participate and do whatever they need to do. Point being is that if it is true that some of those things, members are being shut out, then that is an illegal meeting. It's actually against our bylaws at that point, so that any actions done in such a meeting would be null and void. So it's very important that all these PNB meetings be done in accordance with the bylaws, irrespective of what particular technology such as Maestro might be used in the meeting. So I don't have that right in front of me, but it was already emailed to everybody, so you have it.
Do you have a motion, or?
It was mailed out to everybody. I don't have a copy of it in front of me.
Bill, if you'll submit it to me before next month's meeting, we'll vote on it.
I already emailed it to you.
It's been a while.
Do you have a copy of it? Can you verbally state that motion right now? Why don't you guys? PK, do you have it as a member of that committee? I'll come back to you in a moment when you let me know you're ready to introduce that motion. We have management selection and review.
Point of information, do we get to ask questions?
Not if we're going to get through this agenda. No, these are reports. No, you don't. You can ask these people questions via email. So, management selection and review committee. We need a convener for that committee.
You just asked that, we said no. You just asked that. The same person. You asked for a convener. Everybody said yes.
Governor.
Do we have someone willing to step up? Dwayne Lark, would you? Then you will become the convener of MSRC.
I'll be glad to.
And outreach, Venetia.
Outreach did not meet because of the election.
Okay. And Matthew Moore, who is a runner-up for a seat on this body, has indicated a willingness to serve as, and I am appointing him to be the convener of the technology committee. Matthew, you want to just say something in 30 seconds? Or not at all, but
I appreciate you asking. It's actually something Bobby and I have spoken of, but I haven't seen him in a few months, and I'm happy to work with him. I've been in software and IT for 20 plus years, so I know my way around things.
All right.
Wow.
Excellent. Thank you very much.
Mr. Chair, point of personal privilege.
What is your request?
I request that as new members of the body, that Ms. Washington and myself be appointed and accepted without objection to the MSRC, the PIC, the Program Committee, and the Finance Committee.
Second.
Rita, are you are you accepting that?
Yes, we are in talk.
Okay.
Point of order, Mr. Chair.
State your point.
Yeah. Isn't the Programming Committee, wasn't it limited to five members of this body?
Has it met?
And didn't we not name those five members?
Yeah.
Unless you look at your
Robert, if you look at your agenda, item 13 or XIII, new business program council. I am looking for someone to step up and serve as a conduit with management to get the word out to both programmers and members, and to fill those two components of this committee. We've had inadequate publicity, and only a handful of individuals, certainly not a representative number, have stepped up to apply to serve on the program council. So, but we did select Casey Sinclair, Anissa Faruqi, Jerry Lynch, Lars Headington, and myself back in June. So that spot is not open. But Dwayne, if
Point
you
order. Lars Eddings is not here.
He was elected regardless, and his status on this body does not affect the fact that he was elected.
If it's representing an LSB, it should affect.
I don't know what the rules are. I'll leave that for a conversation I will have with the person who helped to write that piece of legislation.
It's common sense, Mr. Chair, that if you are representing the LSB and you're no longer a member of the LSB, it is vis-a-vis, you can no longer represent.
You're probably right, but I will check that out with the person who created this when he was on the national board, that being George Ryder. And
I don't think he can speak. I don't think he can speak to interpreting the laws himself. That is not how this works. One person cannot interpret a law of the body.
I will bring a interpretation to this body. The body will decide.
George and I can say this right now.
Lars, if he wants to continue.
That is also a simple consideration as well. Yeah. Do I have someone willing to serve as a conduit with management to stimulate volunteers from the programming side of our community as well as from our membership?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
You are the segue between the two groups.
Sandy, Rhonda, and Cliff are already on representing staff. Yes.
No, they are not on representing staff.
Does it have to be an LSB person to do that?
Well,
Cliff is going to help to get a pool of candidates to run, and then we will have that election. And I hope this is all in the minutes.
What's the deadline for that?
By next month.
Point of information. Has the committee met this year?
No, it has not.
So why is it such an argument about someone to be placed on it who wants to work on it?
I don't know.
Make that chair. That's a good point.
You're not making sense.
Can we make a vote on that? I think she should
make that chair.
Yes.
We will solve the problem right now. We are all adults. It's true, and we all know. And I give the program council motion was already there. We need 5 members of the LSB. What the member is saying makes sense.
The chair,
just a moment.
We can select one member.
George, would you please give me what your take is on when somebody else, you know the problem. Would you please speak to us?
We didn't write anything into it about that.
Yeah, we did.
Thank you.
So I remember.
So it's up to the bottom. So what do we do with no explanation?
This is a committee. It should be up to management what they want to do about that.
Everybody's exhausted.
We,
it's a new
we
body.
Basically
it's
agreed.
Blood.
I make a motion that. Wait. I've got 5 people talking at the same time. George?
It's a management committee. We basically volunteered to participate on it. as far as I remember, there was nothing in about what happens if you cease to become a member of the LSB. My guess is you should... It should be up to management, or at least a joint conversation with management about what you want to do about it.
Mr. Chair, that is not the issue before us.
Water. Adriana, you had your hand up.
That is not the issue.
The motion that Dr. is referring to is true that this is something that we do in agreement with management, but the 5 LSB members, the management have no say on that. The LSB select the 5 LSB members.
Okay, let me
motion.
Okay, let me assume this. I'm going to pose a question and then I'll pose another question. First of all, the first question is, do we want to declare the seat currently held by Lars Headington as vacant? And do we need to discuss that question? I don't think so. And so if I see a seat for the body, I will declare that seat vacant, but I want to know that the body feels that way. Can I see, by a show of hands, those of you who believe that that seat should be declared vacant? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. And those opposed? No one. So that I am declaring that seat vacant. Dwayne Lark.
I move that Dwayne Lark.
Second. Well, I'm going to present the opportunity for who wishes to be put up for a vote to assume the seat formerly held by Horace Eddington.
It's a motion and a second.
The vote
is to decide.
Yes, that's what we're doing. But is there anyone else who wishes to run?
Can I ask a question?
Yes, sir.
I thought we decided that before that we needed at least one staff member to be on this program, to the LSP.
Five staff.
No. Well, I mean, you do have five people selected by staff, but of the LSP members,
The motion is to place Dwayne Lark on this committee, replacing Horace Eddington. Okay?
I have a question.
Yes.
I'm not opposed to Dwayne Lark being on the committee. I actually look forward to Dwayne Lark being on the committee.
What is your question?
But, well, Dwayne isn't staff, so I'm not understanding why Lars wouldn't be replaced by someone who qualified.
No.
Point of information.
I've already ruled on that.
No, I need to understand that.
There is a motion on the floor. You are not to do anything but vote on the motion.
She had
call for previous question so we can vote on this and move on.
Rita, we're going to vote on this in just a second. But the question was, do we have to have staff on this committee? And I'm answering that question. And the answer is, there is a committee that is made up of five board members, five programmers, and five people from the community. Five programmers suffices and fulfills that concern that you are raising. So, we will go to a vote. All those in favor of Dwayne Lark to become a member of the program council, please raise your hands. 1, 2, 3, 4. 5, lift your hand up, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. Those opposed, Dwayne Lark, you are elected without objection.
Thank you.
Okay, and I hope you will work with Cliff to make this other part of this thing come together. Okay, what is your question?
What were the committees that Dwayne wanted him and Rita to be on? MSRC programming and something else?
MSRP.
The three majors.
Is it time for my point of personal privilege?
For just a moment. Dwayne, can you put that in writing and we'll vote on it as soon as you do? Or Rita?
You haven't put anything else in writing, so why should I have to put that in writing?
You voted on everything else? So we don't mess up. I'll write it down.
Just three committees. It's three committees.
One. You want to be on management selection and review.
I want consistency.
And
be consistent. So
MSRC and
budget. MSRC, finance, and PC, which is what we just.
Okay, so it's MSRC and. Is there any objection to.
Order, Mr. Chair?
What?
What
are you raising your hand to? A point of order?
A point of order. I've been saying it for 5 minutes.
Yeah.
We don't have to have a vote on whether these two new members of this board want to be on any given committee other than the one that had the limited number of members. Because our rules say that if a new member is elevated to this board, they get to go and be a member of any committee they want.
Your point is well taken, and you are on MSRC and finance or budget.
Every committee that they want. In the next meeting, they want to be there.
Voting member.
I voted.
What is your point of information?
Just so that there's no confusion.
Is this a question?
It is.
What is your question?
She hasn't even said, Ted. Is it true, however, because I'm new as well, newish, that you have to show up to the first meeting, though?
Yes.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
After so,
getting the board.
So you have to show up to the first meeting and you're immediately seated. Is that correct?
After getting
that is
the
correct.
Board.
Right. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, we are now at 9:30, and we're under special committee reports.
I have a point of personal privilege, which I've been asking you to allow me to raise since the beginning of the meeting.
What is your point of personal privilege?
I protest the seating of Joseph Davis because he menaced Elaine and me at the meeting at the Shape Center. His face was so contorted that I didn't even recognize him. I thought it was somebody else at first. He was full of rage, and he came up within a foot and a half, 2 feet of this thing, with his fists raised like this. Now, that half of this board is women. We cannot have anybody doing this kind of behavior on a... Excuse me.
You got a woman that does it. I know.
You, this woman has experienced this consistently in front of you for the last 3 years.
Dwayne,
and yet, you want to make a big issue of it now?
Dwayne, you're out of order. Let her
finish. Where's Crafty?
Dwayne. Do you wish,
really, out of order.
Are you complete? Have you completed
this whole thing? Is out
no,
of
I haven't.
Is there a set? Is this a motion?
We would recognize all
it's a point of personal privilege. I want him not to be seated because he menaced us to the point where her husband had to get up, felt he had to get up at the meeting and say that he would defend us.
Okay. Now, that's a point of personal privilege. I don't think that's a point of personal privilege, but what kind of a rule... Do you want me to make a ruling on this?
I think that the committee ought to take have some discussion about it and vote. If this is the kind of behavior that's allowed, watch out, because there are a lot of men here because of who have really hot tempers,
okay.
And it is not allowed.
Okay, you want some discussion on this? Do you wish to, Adrian?
I have a point of information. How are you supposed to deal with this sort of thing? I thought it was through an investigative committee and then through the trial.
Mm-mm.
Or can you just all of a sudden...
The Trump way.
I mean, has anyone witnessed? I'm just saying, how is this dealt with?
We have an investigation.
Adrian, I'm looking for advice from the body. Adriana.
Mr. Chair, the member raised a point of personal privilege. She has the right to say whatever she wants to say. But if she wants to make a formal complaint, we have witness, and I didn't see even you, defending when those happen to other people. More than that, you defended the man, you vote against sanctioning the man that called him Captain Boy, you vote against. But you saw that more than once.
Kevin White.
And I normally am the punching ball of some of the big mates here, you know, and I didn't see any of you racing for that. But I agree that you have the right, if you feel that way, to make a complaint. Make a complaint, and then will be an investigation.
Adriana. A point of personal privilege is there's noise and I can't hear. Mm-hmm. A point of personal privilege is that there's distractions in the room. It is not to call for a non-seating of a board member. There is, and we know it well now, a code of conduct approach, and if... a member is found guilty, there's a number of options available to this board, from censure to suspension to removal. So I am advising the maker of this point that it is out of order, and we will move on.
I contest. This is a point of order. My comfort, if somebody insults me or I can't hear, that's something that you need to raise. But somebody threatening me physically is not. You've got to be kidding.
It's tested in a moment.
Chair, may I respond for 30 seconds?
There is no such thing as I contest, so I don't respond to that. KC.
I don't know if this is right, but I have a sleeping baby in my arms, and if we could just try our best to keep our voices low and not bang the table.
That sounds like a point of personal privilege, and I.
So we see things.
Folks, I would like to form a special committee to look at the financial situation with the Pacifica and the whole number of signal swaps, bankruptcy, selling property, and every other conceivable option.
What about this, Doug?
Motion bill.
I'm telling you that you can. First of all, you're out of order, but I will indulge you in.
I'm out of order. You just allotted right over.
I am saying that you can file a code of conduct, and that is the appropriate way to move forward on this.
We have a process.
All right. So,
Mr. Chair, orders of the day.
Yes.
Sounds like they just
won. Orders of the day.
Okay. Hey, folks, I would like to see a show of hands to see whether or not there is support for the idea of a special committee to provide input to the Pacifica National Board on this whole bankruptcy financial settlement matter.
Mr. Chair.
Yes.
I ask, we have an agenda that we approved, and I ask for the orders of the day. The orders of the day is 12 special committee reports. If you want to add something to the agenda, that is open and a new kind of orders of the day.
Okay. We are at special committee reports. I reread the legislation on this item, and it is that if we are going to receive a report from the investigative committee, it must be done in executive session. But without getting into the specificity of the report, Adrian, do you wish to go into executive session, and do you want us to clear the hall for this? Do you want us to, we do not have anyone here as far as I can tell from the Community Advisory Board, or the website, and I can dispense with a town hall committee report until a subsequent meeting. So we really only have special, the number one. Hey, how do you want to proceed with this?
We can do executive session if that's okay.
Okay, then.
I move that we go into executive session.
I don't think this is a matter for a vote.
Ted,
it is in the.
May I have a request for
after we clear the hall?
No, I would like to speak. In that this motion relates to me, I would like the floor for a
hold
moment.
On just a moment.
I want to.
Hold on just a moment. I'm going to give you the floor if the body agrees to it and if the chair of the committee wishes to allow her 2 minutes before we clear the room.
I have been told and read that since we are not indemnified as a board, and we are discussing a matter that is clearly part of the KPFT management team or a problem for them to handle, and we should not be involved, we could be liable if either one of them or anybody else in here wants to sue us.
Okay, let me respond so the community can hear about this as well, and then we will go into executive session.
I want to speak before you.
In a moment. No, I'm going to, I want to say this first of all.
Johnson General Principal.
The KPFT Code of Conduct serves as a guide for all persons exercising their privilege to participate in KPFT events, affairs, and has been adopted by the LSB for its internal use. This is a document that was amended in 2005, and number six says staff. That's the key word. Volunteers, visitors, and guests will follow the rules and regulations of the station, the Pacifica Foundation, the local advisory board, and where appropriate, all applicable laws. So that is what we are following. This is part of our special and standing rules. And then there is the whole procedure, and it is connected with this code of conduct, and therefore it applies to staff, it applies to all individuals who are participating in KPFT activities. So that is why we are going into executive session, and then Rhonda will be afforded.
I want the opportunity to speak and this be part of the public record, Mr. Chair.
No.
Please stop trying to shut me down.
You wish to appeal the decision of the chair?
No, what I really plan on doing is suing the chair. I'm not the foundation, the chair person.
Chair, I have a point of personal privilege.
Come on, Ted, just let me talk.
And this is part of the problem.
I have a point of personal privilege.
This is why she's getting
the reason I am not allowing this in public session is partly because I can be accused of something in a court of law that says that I did something that I cannot discuss in response.
It's inappropriate to discuss it, period. It's a personnel matter. It's not the matter of the court.
Since I've been falsely accused of attempting to threaten people, I would like to point out at the meeting in question, yes, I did take advantage of public comment to express my extreme disorder at some extremely unethical behavior by members of this board, notably Ms. Elaine Duncan, who specifically charged me with falsifying records, which I have a motion on the agenda to bring that to trial. I wish to be brought to trial so that that may be cleared up. However, the very fact that a person makes false charges against a fellow board member is also a removable offense. Furthermore, no, they went to the point, the lengths of going putting this in public session for the record. So fine, my response would be in the public record. I strongly believe in ethics and values of this board, and we have got to stop people coming in and thinking that it's okay to mislead this board at will. So,
At that same meeting,
the husband of Elaine Duncan verbally threatened to physically assault me. Elaine Duncan's husband, on a recording at that meeting, after I exercised my rights to free speech, threatened to physically assault me. You may check the record. So, that is the kind of people we are dealing with, and I welcome any kind of investigation. Please do.
Thank you. Please be allowed
to
speak. This item is not supposed to be on this agenda. It is not in this committee's purview to do this. Robert Gartner has misled this body about the situation. I stated that in the last meeting. You are ignoring me again. Larry Winters, the manager,
Can you call the member to order?
I am calling for a five-minute recess.
Okay, let us get out first.
We have not voted to go in an executive session, so you don't need to leave yet.
No, and I think about me, I don't want executive session. Just like Bill doesn't want executive session, I want it to be public. I want it to be public. Casey, I apologize for this. Is anybody going to ask Robert if he complied with management? Y'all have to have management to do this job. Why didn't you respond, Robert? Why didn't you respond to management when they tried to take care of your complaint? Y'all are harassing a paid staff member. Harassment. Harassment. I am a paid employee.
Nancy?
And this board formed this committee to allow people to probably testify that weren't even privy to the event. I understand it was Pat Hartwell, Lisa Blaylock, and Nancy Sabara-Nartoni. The only people that this board should have possibly talked to, or the panel, would be the people that were there that day. Myself, Robert Gardner, Wendy Schrell, Markeisha Van Zandt, or Tony Cox.
Oh my God.
Robert Gardner has been harassing me through email and at the station for a good time.
You don't need to leave yet. We haven't voted to go into executive session.
Yes, everybody's meeting.
No, we're not. This is in the document that we have to do this.
I want it stated on the record that I want it public. If it's going to be discussed, I want it public. I suggest you don't discuss it.
The rules are that this has to be done in executive
session. The body has to vote to go into executive session. You know that.
Cliff, I like your shirt there.
No,
Mr. Chair, please, can you instruct part of the public to leave?
I have. You think I've got magical powers?
Well, you just have to take a vote, sir.
George, come up here. Since we're in. Is George's presence holding up for me? No, there's Denise. He has a right to be.
So, Bob, why do you comply with management's request? No, are you? And I don't want to be you. No.
Well, why are you talking to me?
Because you're a fellow body member who's lied on the slip of his body. You've lied.
Robert, may I ask you no questions?
And Adriana, you didn't call me back, and I tried to discuss it with you as a fellow.
We will meet in executive session. Yes. No, not how else to do it. We created the panel, they did their work, and now we're meeting in executive session.
Historically, code of conduct complaints were handled through management via a mediator. A mediator was assigned. Robert did not comply. And then he came here to this board meeting and let everyone to believe. I want to say it publicly. No, that's not exactly. You don't have any authority to be doing this. And you sure as hell, if you are going to allow it, you should publish to do it in executive session. But I don't want it in executive session. And this board doesn't have the right to interfere in this. You people basically call people together to disparage. Okay, well, Adriana, you said you were going to call back to me, and you didn't. And you two were
going to call me.
Adriana, Bob did not comply. Do you care about that at all? Do you care about the fact that he lied to the board?
Is everybody who's a party to this body back in? Jerry and PK, would you please return to the table?
When am I going to be able to find out who was on the panel and who testified? Why can't I get any information about this?
Okay, folks, I just want to, I would love for you all to have this in front of you. I'm not going to read the whole thing, but I am going to read. And Bob, would you please, Joseph, please have
a seat.
Just a moment, I'm in the middle of a sentence. About six paragraphs down on the first page, it says at the beginning, if the complaint is not dismissed, and then it goes on to say, if it's successful, a drafting of a written understanding of the solution, which will be signed by all parties. There clearly has not been a drafting of a written understanding of the solution, or if there is, I would love to see it right now. Then in the first paragraph on the second page, it says, no communication in the mediation shall be admissible in any proceedings in front of the LSB except to the extent that an agreement was reached. We have not received any kind of a communication saying that an agreement was reached.
There hasn't been a mediation, Ted. That's standard operating procedure.
Finally, to the last paragraph says, the convener shall assure that all parties are made aware of all evidence to be presented. The finding of the panel, which is what we're about to hear, shall be reported to the LSB in executive session at its next regular meeting. That's tonight, in executive session. It's not debatable, it's not amendable, it is part of our standing and special rules. So, with that, Adrian, I yield to you.
Mr. Chair, point of order. You know, this is out of order. We never voted to go to executive session. And secondly, this is
your
a personal
point of order is out of order. This is not a votable matter. I just said that.
Debatable.
I have another point. You stop it from being.
I challenge the ruling of the chair on whether or not we have to vote to go into executive session.
We had all these people all when this meeting first started.
We're going
to re-involve.
He just what?
He said it.
That's a challenge. I don't care. I don't want anybody more jogged anymore. This godlike attitude y'all have gotten in this meeting is absurd.
Okay,
let's make a motion that would be in charge of debating. Somebody's got to be a debating.
All those opposed to being an executive order, raise their hand.
Simple enough.
I mean, come on, let's have 20 minutes.
We need to. I want to debate this. There's an issue about this that involves legal liability. And you're not even allowing to. We don't have a motion to go into executive session.
I make a motion to go into
legal liability.
I second it.
You have the nerve to bring up legal liability. Good Lord, what happened?
I want this body to be real clear when this is a personnel issue. Bob Gardner has lied and deceived you.
I'm sorry, Rhonda. We need to make
you're not the chair, Adriana.
Yes, we need to be in the meeting, right?
It can't be in public session.
We don't have a public session right now.
This is clearly an executive.
Okay, Adrian. I'm calling on you to begin,
Mr. Chair,
the report of the panel.
Don't blow that legal stuff up, me.
If I do start, I would really appreciate not being interrupted.
I told you, you started a point of order. You said
he's out of order.
I said your point of order was not well taken. And now you can put your hand down because I've ruled on your point of order.
I have another point of order.
You cannot give me series as a point of order.
I'm not
going
to say that.
I don't have to. You're not
going
to give me a repeat of a bunch of
points of order.
Points of order.
Point of order.
If they asked, it's been addressed. If Bill Croce is going to make another same point of order, I'm asking that he's simply be removed.
Point of order.
It's a different point of order, Ted, and it's important.
He doesn't have to recognize.
I'm going to give you 30 seconds.
No, this is a personnel issue. It's not in the purview of the LSV. That code of conduct that the LSV voted on doesn't give the LSV authority or permission to rule over everything in the station. This is a personnel issue. You have liability issues.
Okay, you're now arguing your point of order, and I will speak. Before I make a ruling, I would like to see a show of hands of those people who believe, not that this is binding, but I would like to see a show of hands from those people who believe this matter is in the purview of this body. All those who believe that, please raise your hands. One, two.
Ted,
three.
Point of information.
Let me do this vote.
I need the request of information because I have a vote.
Okay.
Yes. And that is what Bill said was that the document that's being quoted about this procedure was a LSV document. Now, is it a document that was produced by the LSD, or is this a KPFD document on discipline for in the station? Who is the author?
The local station board created this, as I said before, in 2000. I said it was amended in 2005. It was originally adopted in 2004.
So it is a product of the LSP.
Correct. And it's been in
exactly. It emanates from the LSP.
And furthermore, it was provided to us, thankfully, by Robert Mark. It was not passed on to me with the other documents for the chair. So, and as I said, it does say it's a guide for all persons, not special categories of staff, etc.
Mr. Chair, it's orders of the day. How many times will we delay? You give the floor to
yes,
to the
Adrian.
Can we proceed?
Adrian.
Make me rich, people. Make me rich.
No, it's all in your mind.
You're out of order.
It's all in your mind.
I really hate it.
Hey, I need someone to serve as the secretary since.
Joseph, please. Joseph.
Who will serve as secretary? Adriana? Thank you.
Don't you care
about fairness
at all?
Mr. Chair, I want to
talk
about
the
right
now.
Mr. Chair, orders of the day.
Wait a moment.
Thank you, Abraham.
There has been a motion to appeal from the decision of the chair.
This could go on forever, Ted.
I have not heard a second to that motion. Adrian, it's your turn.
All right, so I don't want to have to yell, and this is not something that I like to do, contrary to maybe popular belief. Panel for disciplinary hearing of Rhonda Gardner, report findings.
I'm sorry, before you may I ask to stop the recorders? If I'm acting as
No, we need it for the minutes.
It's not yours. I'm the secretary at the moment. Okay.